Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Chav Ches. We're starting from the new Perek on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We left off yesterday. So we finished talking about Megillah and the requirements, the halakha of Megillah. And we talk about now in Yonei Kriyas HaTorah and Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and things of that nature. And the Mishnah starts off with a inyan of which status, what is considered more kadosh regarding again to a basic Knesset and the things of that nature. So let's see the Mishnah. Bnei Ya'ir, Shemachu Rechov HaShalir. If the people in the town sold the Rechov HaShalir, the main street in the city, Loikin B'meh Beis HaKnesses, they can go ahead and they can use the money to buy a shul. Now, what is they're talking about where the people had rights to sell it, people owned it, had a right to sell the public area, that they owned it, and Rechova has some level of Kedusha, because they bring out, says the Kohen Eda, the Kedusha, it has Kedusha, because they would bring, the time of, we learned Mesechus Tainus, when there's a Tainus, they would bring out the Sefer Torah and put it Rechova Shalir. So therefore, it had some level of Kedusha. But you're allowed to take the money and buy a basic Knesset, build a shul with it, we'll see in the Machlokes of the Mishnah, but the you know, so if you say that it has Kedusha, again, according to the Mishnah, we're going to see that the Gemara is telling you that it's a Shitas Das Yachid in the Mishnah, that the Rechov HaShalir has a level of Kedusha. A Chum says it's no level of Kedusha, it just happens to be to take out the Sefer Torah by Krei Ba'alma, and at certain times, when you have a Titus, whatever, you bring it out, but it doesn't therefore have a din of Kedusha, like Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. But Amisha says, if you sell it, you got to go use it to buy Beis HaKnesses. Again, the money that, on some level of Kedusha, you got to go ahead and buy a shul with it, build a shul with it, Beis HaKnesses. But if you sell a shul, look at that, you can go ahead and buy an ark, you can buy a teva, you can buy a place to put the Sefer Torah, where you keep it, says the Pnei Moshe. What's a teva? Teva means makom shemanichem bo sefer Torah. We call it an aron. We call it an aron hakodesh. The Mishnah calls it a teva, and that's more kadosh than the basic knesses. A basic knesses is one level, and a basic knesses and a teva is a higher level. We aron hakodesh gives us more kodesh. It's more kodesh than the shul. So it's ma'ayin b'kodesh. Look, you sold the teva, you sold the aron hakodesh. Look at mitvakos, you could go ahead and buy things they wrap the sefer Torah with. The mantle is wrapped the sefer Torah. Mantle, if you sold the wrappings of the sefer Torah, the mantle, the svarim, you could go buy svarim. You could buy svarim. What kind of svarim are we talking about? So you can buy svarim. Again, svarim means neviim uksuvim. And the idea is, again, the same concept of ma'ayin b'kodesh. The svarim, you can go ahead because you could buy Nevi'im Ksuvim. However, says the Mishnah, if Svarim, you sold Svarim, look in Torah. If you sold Svarim, you can go ahead and buy a Sefer Torah. That's my, again, all these things are Ma'ala Makodesh, things that are have more Kedusha. As you go up in levels, you're allowed to sell it, so you can go buy something that's more Kedusha. So the as the Mitnah Mishnah says, what about Makos Sefer Torah? What if you went and sold the Sefer Torah? That's the highest, most kaddish ticket thing. He goes, you can't buy svarim because that's maridim b'kedusha. It's not as kaddish. You have to be ma'ana b'kaddish. So if you sold svarim, you can find you can't buy mitvakos. Mitvakos, you sold the mantle. You can't buy a teva. Can't buy a aron hakodesh. Less kedusha. If you sold an aron hakodesh, you can't buy beis knesset. The knesset lo yikos erechov. You can't buy the rechov. Is it going down? The Rechov HaShalir, which we said is a din kadosh, but a lane during Tainus. Tainus Tzibuk, and Mr. Seim, the same thing, all the leftover money that you have, the Mishnah is going to explain what this means, all the Mr. Seim, says the Kohen Eda, Mokru, Svarim, Lokum, Mitzvah, you bought Svarim, you have a little bit, you only used a little money, you have more money left over, you can't use the remainder of it for things that are Apokos Mikedusha. Again, you have to be Man of a Kodesh, even on, not only on the thing itself, the ikram, but even on the extra money, that would be something that you can't use unless you use it for the proper purposes, which is something even higher. Gemara says, we'll see that there's a, Gemara doesn't explain in certain time halakas, where certain people, Pnei Moshe brings down from the Gemara, that the when you have Zayin Tu B'Yair, people in the city who are in charge of the public funds, They have a right to, they were appointed by the community, by the city, to make decisions for the city. They can go ahead and decide what to do with the money. Even if it's Marie de Makodes. So the city says, what's going on? What does it mean? He has Kedusha. Because again, they bring this, why is it Kedusha? So the Gemara explains. During a fast day, you take it out and read the Sefer Torah. So therefore, it's a place of Kedusha. It has a place of Kedusha. And the Titus Sibra, the Mishnah says, Mesechus Titus, that's the Kedusha that it has to it. And therefore, you're allowed to bring it out. Well, according to Rabbanon, that a Kedusha, Rechov HaShalir, where you read it, is only used by Kroi, has no, so Chacham is treated like any place which is separated by Dalet Amos. It's not, doesn't mean you look Kedusha to it. You can go do whatever you want to, or you can fate him within Dalet Amos from there. So there's no, therefore, there would be no din in the Mishnah of using it for the funds of Ma'alim HaKodesh doesn't apply. Would not be Rechov HaShalir, has no din Kedusha of any means. Says the Kohen Bar Rabbanan. Rabbanan plead. Rabbanan says, "Lekov sheim espa makroi." Doesn't have a kedusha at all. Machi you can go to the Amos where you can go to urinate. You go to the bathroom. It doesn't have any kedusha. Therefore, you can go. No Indian of using the money for that for something else. That be kontra Rabbanan. Zok the Gemara. What about the idea of makroi ba'alma? We say that, what is it referring to? Person who goes in Davin should not spit until he walks 4 miles away where he Davin. It has a level of Kedusha. You place a Davin, it's a Makam Kadosh, you should move away 4 hours. Even if you're spitting, you also should just go away 4 hours. Not just urinating, but even spitting, you should also walk away 4 hours, not covered to the place you Davin. You should not daven until you walk away from us where you urinated. The things in the model explain that it's a makamos, and you have to go ahead and move away. So that's you have to move away from the place where you urinated. It's just a chokah. It's not a too much dinkadusha. Just a chokah from a daven mos. Until you go away, Dalet Amos. Until you go away, Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says it doesn't only mean they have to walk away for Amos. It only means if you wait enough time, it takes to walk Amos is good enough. You don't have to actually walk a distance. Just you wait enough time for that it would take to walk for Amos, that would be an Amos. You say it means actually go walking away. Maybe someone else will come in, the same thing, go over there. And therefore, we don't have to go ahead. Because wherever you go, someone may come to urinate. So you have to go. It doesn't mean 4 hours away from someone to urinate or spit. Or just go ahead and make the time that they separate from that time, enough time something happened, so that it'll be absorbed and that you can do it. But you can't just go because you can, every place you walk, someone's going to may have spat there, or maybe they went to the bathroom there. So therefore, that's what not that good amount. It means just the time that it takes to go. That's what you're referring to, where the enough to be able to do that. More than that, you don't have to do. That is the lashon of the Gemara, of what it refers to. That would be sufficient enough to do that. Walk away would be enough. Zok the Gemara. Because again, you can't say that for your person urinates forever, it's going to be us. So that can't be. So it must be though. Then, like I said, you'll find no place that would be able to daven. So any public place, somebody spat or somebody went to the bathroom. So Mela, it means a time. Zok the Gemara, Beis Shanai, Shalom Rabbi Yamin. Beis Shanai, they asked the Shalom Rabbi Yamin. What about taking stones from a broken down shul? Use them to build another shul. Is that accepted? Some will said to them, no, Asher, you can't do it. You can't do it. You have to go ahead, something Ma'alim HaKodesh. But here you want to go ahead and use the stone for something else to move to another place. It's not a Ma'alim HaKodesh. It's just the same thing. Baishan, he says, Ansheir Shaman, called Baishan was the name of the city, says the Kohen Gadol. You want to build another city? The Dvadilo, you can't knock it down, but because Pshila, we have a case where we knocked it down to build another shul right away. Do we say that you're allowed to use these bricks for that thing? Would that be, it's not Maidam, it's the same shul. It's another level of the shul. Is that be the same halakha? He said, it's us. You can't do it. Got to use it for something that's more mine. I'm Rav Chelbo. Lo Amar Rav Yehuda ben Agba. He didn't answer element of Agba because of Agba Nefesh. What do you mean Agba Nefesh? Says the Kohen Eder. Yisgur Yemei Benino. Ve'ashay Regil Masasi Film. You start living on Sparsa Makam Atzma. Because you're going to go ahead, you'll have a... He didn't really want to say you can't do it because it's usher. You can use it because it's the same structure. You build same what you're building. But the idea is that people will be upset, will be bizarre. The shul is broken down, and people see how bad it is, and they're going to go ahead, and they get together to build another shul. Someone says, therefore... I'm not saying Allah because you can't do it because it's mine or Kodesh or not, just a practical etza that they want to rebuild a shul in the same spot. Mainly, therefore, unless that's the cheshbon, you can't knock it down. If you're going to build it someplace else, you can't do that. The people, why? People are like, they'll see the shul knocked down, but Chareva, they'll see the shul knocked down, the shul they always daven in for years, they'll have Akbas Nefesh. So therefore, unless you're in that place, if it's moved to someplace else or something else, but in that place itself, you'll be mitzar. I remember when Gogan said, "Medulis from the other Shemalakas." People know Medulis asked for Shemalak. My Likab Avramayer said, "Medulisak." What about using stones from one shul, from a town, to build in another town? I'm a land. Nobody needs a shul in this town anymore. They want to move it to the next town, build a shul there. So I'm a land. Says Asher, "Hi, Rabbi. I'm having the mizvah from Ayva. Not in that, even from the east and by down to the west of my town is Asher. Chubin Asamak. Would you destroying that place where the shul was by dismantling the shul to build another town or build it in another side of the city? That's Asher because." You are causing a tsar. You're moving this tsar. You're destroying where it was. That place was a place that was kind of a shul. Now you're moving it over to a different place, even a different place in the city, making it no good. So the Gemara says that the La Maisa there are, again, the shayla of the shoe's old and it's broken down and it's falling apart. So there's a difference for her that you can do. According to the halakha of the Bible, you can go ahead and you can build another shul there. You have to make sure that you're in a way where you're not going to be stuck. If you stop building, you run out of money, you won't be able to have any shul. You have to make sure it doesn't happen. But otherwise, in a kanami, you'd be able to go and do that if that's the structure. But otherwise itself, we don't want you to knock down a shul and it would be to leave it without a shul that you can't do. What about knocking down a shul to build a base matters? People go learn Torah. Would that be acceptable? Would that be allowed? He said to him, it's mutter. Where did he see it from? You see it in Pasig Yemayo, when Yerushalayim was destroyed. He said that the gate burnt out of Hashem and destroyed Yerushalayim. This is the palace of Sigil. But the Yerushalayim is the statue of Yerushalayim. It's 480 shuls that were in Yerushalayim at the time. There was 481 shuls. The 180 shuls that were there, plus the Beis HaMikdash. That's in Yerushalayim at the time, a korban. There was 480 shuls in Yerushalayim. Each shul had its own school and its own place of learning. Place to teach chumash, a place to learn Mishnah. Each one was self independent. All of them. By spinous, the spacing went in and destroyed all of them. He didn't just destroy the base of Mikdash. He destroyed all the shuls, the 480 shuls that were there at that time. He destroyed as well. Someone said, therefore, so you see that it was destroying everything. And he was the one who destroyed everything. And then his son-in-law, Titus, was the one who bought the actual korban bayis. He was acting as a shliach, but lemaisa, Titus was the one who did it. Destroyed all of them. Destroyed all the places. Says it was the biggest tamachom of the time. It said that the... It must have destroyed him. He's the responsible for the Torah here. So I said, "Go ahead and give the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Go ahead and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Go and suffer. No, he is called Glos Hashem Hashem. I tell you, please, that all the great Dolos Elisha did. Please, just want to tell you. Maybe therefore, you should give them. They're not forced to leave. Must says they'll be thrown out. You should not let him do that. So So I said, therefore, you should be able to see the greater Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting there. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us all there. And also, you see, without anything, without having to do anything more. That means for the houses. We're talking about, what are we talking about? We're talking about Yishuv Malevi says, only there's the Mokdush of the business. Let's wait until we see what we're, that we get out of this thing. We'll know what we have to do further. Tomorrow said the Mishnah. That you can never do that. You can't do it. People the whole tzibur use it. You can't go ahead and do that. You have no right to do it. You have no legal right. Because I say that someone from the end of the world owns it. In other words, if you say it to the tzibur, anybody else who has it, it could be people. Someone lives in China, was there once in the shul, took a, bought a shvisa, he owns a piece of it. So how can you go give it away? That's part. Took the Alexandrian, he did whatever he had to do. So you see that what that he was Moshe says, what did I do? He saw about it, he saw right away that it was only for his personal needs. There was not any issue. And Mele Tzorka, that's why he said he should be able to do it. Moshe Alsani was Mitzvah. Moshe Alsani was the ones who built the shul from their own funds. Therefore, they were entitled. You know, it's other people who came to the people that didn't know anything. They had to bring everything in. They had to bring everything in to be able to make it work. Here, Moshe and they went ahead and they built it from their own funds. They were allowed to sell it because it was their own. They owned it. It was a privately owned shul because they paid for it themselves. They paid for it themselves. So Tumar the Mishnah, he said, Aloka, wonder whether Kedusha is learned a building. When it comes, Mar says, even if it was only before, it was then or afterwards. Kedusha even better than Knesset. We know a building that was originally dedicated to shul, B'nei Hashem Chatzal Gishimo. It went changed it to abuse of the courtyard, and later it was to a synagogue. What's the Aloka, Mar says, is it then Kedusha's Beit Knesset or not? We want to accept it to be Darish immediately, and then right away, make a Kedusha, and here it didn't. We don't know if it comes out to Mar Zeriah. Does it become Kaddush or not? Right away. Excuse me. Gemara says, "Stop in our door. Let's see the Mishnah. We arrive in the Mishnah. The second's the dark. A person makes a net. I'm not enter this house. Everybody comes a shul. I don't want to. I build a shul for courtyard. I have my makashid. It has becomes kedusha. So we see that a building that's kedusha is a basic nesses only when it's built. There's a kedusha. Before that's not kedusha. You didn't. It's not the edge of kedusha. It's not built. There's no din kedusha. Faith in my must say kedusha. When does it become kadosh? Oh, does it become kadosh immediately? Does it become teshas tashmish when you use it as a shul? What is the time when people pay daven the first time? That's when it becomes a thing. Asmana Milzi, is that what we say that becomes Kedusha, or does it become by itself without actually doing something? That's a Shiloh. That's what the Gemara wants to know here. what makes it Kadosh? What makes it Kedusha? A Masa Kedusha. What is the halakha of Kedusha that we say that it becomes Kadosh at that point? Says the Kabbalah, in Bon L'Shem Kotzer, Mitchil, he did it for L'Shem Kotzer. Do we say Miyad? Or do we say no, only when it comes for usage? That's the Shiloh Gemara has. Wants to know what's the status of it now. So like the Gemara, do you have to use it first as a shul? First daven and one time a minyan, then it's the shul, or it's a shul even now, because that's what you had in mind to do. Monday, I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah, number of Bryce. A person makes a kodesh for putting a sefer Torah. Who mitzvah says that he made the wrappings a mantle for sefer Torah? I should some of it, but he never used it yet. Mitzvah says he yet. You're allowed to use it for something else. Take it for something. You didn't hasman allowed milzei, and you didn't use it yet. So there's nothing. You can do whatever you want with it. Stop it. You already used it ready for the sefer, or you already put a sefer, or use the mantle to cover sefer Torah. You're not allowed to use it for anything. You can't do any other purpose. It's already in the kedusha. My mission that's all the same. What if you went ahead and you made it the same self? Kedusha l'pishas hashman. Once it only becomes kadosh when they actually use it. So when you have kotzer, same kotzer, and the kotzer can surely, it has no kedusha until you actually use it as a makam kedusha, a makam learning. It has no kedusha. If there is only, it's a havamina, and there we said, same halacha applies. So surely today, when we have final, understanding, so then understand different opinions, we understand that it's totally on what's final kedusha or not, would be the difference whether it's, whether you could go with it or not. So to Gemara, that all of you are saying, if you go ahead, you made the covering on the Sefer Torah, the Shem Chulin, Gemara said, that was a kedusha, and you went in, and later, what's the halacha? In other words, we were going to go ahead and say to build something, for an aura. So that was the plan. But you made it l'shem chulin. Now you're makish to use it on a kodesh. Now what's halakha? Before you actually use it, what's the status of it? Mar said, chari is a kodesh or not? Mar kam diyata, I'm going to tell you, he said, b'nei Hashem kotzer, but kisha l'kodesh. If a person built a building for the sake of the kotzer, then he was makish it, and halakha becomes a kotzer. It's no problem. Same idea. It becomes what you had in mind for. That what happens later, it grows even more. So when is klishois become muktish? Right away, it's going to become klishois. Only have to use them. Maybe it becomes klishois. Maybe it's nothing until he's tashmish, until he uses it. Or I'll tell you, if you say it's dafka usage it, is it possible that the kedusha, the kalim, and everything inside become immediately simultaneous together at the same moment? Klisharis together with what's in it becomes batash, but b'shas ma'isa ka'akasei makashin. Is it possible to come together? Does it come and me? I feel that Mitzvah Lomit Yalma has money. Does it become a ka'akot? How can you say you're coming, making your own kodosh, and what's inside kodosh? So which means that it's being kodosh, being made kodosh, and is being makadosh something else. How could the same thing happen at the same moment? How could something be kodosh and makadosh at the same time? So the Gemara said, no, let's understand. According to Allah, Mikaela and Moshe's time, there was kodosh with the ultimate kedusha Hashem and Mishka. There was Makadosh Hashem, Miram Shoshom, or the case of Shom HaMelech, Yadim goes, also Makadosh Hashem. They become the same time, but Makadosh and Makadosh are the things itself. In other words, when Shom HaMelech wasn't Makadosh with the same way Moshe Rabbeinu was, he had to do it on a Malacha. He had to make it Kadosh. If he made it Kadosh to Klishai, did it become simultaneously Makadosh as well? Because only ours was when it came to Israel, the final Mishnah from Moshe, they would empty the contents of the Kalim from that what they had by Shas Moshe to the time that they had Shal Shlomo. They would use the Kalim that were Kadosh already and the Scottish already. The Gemara says, Lo Yisham Shal Moshe, but if there were no Kalim Shal Moshe, how did they go? If you say that, that's the way they did it. They took Moshe's Kalim. It was things that were Moshe's Kalim was in Skadesh and made it put into the next Kalim. What if there was no Kalim Shal Moshe? What if they didn't have any? So the Moshe said, anybody studies that you can make Kodesh and Akish. Otherwise, how do you do it? So it must be that you can be Kodesh and Makish at the same moment. They're Kodesh, they can make something else Kodesh. So the curry, that's the case. I'll bring a rhyme. It's not Goyle. We came there to Israel from Goyle. They went and would empty the thing, the Kalim from Shlomo HaMelech's time into their own. They didn't have Shlomo HaMelech's because same idea. They didn't have Shlomo HaMelech's Kalim. They would use Kodesh and Makash. So that's the concept you see all over. It has the ability to Kedusha and the ability to be Makish in the same time as Kadosh. That would be the category. That would be this thing. So I took Gemara. I went to cause a mace. Stones that were shaped for the sake of a maze to build a matzeva for a maze. Where it says, "Asum ani, you don't have any anor from it." What's it? Even though the mace is not using it yet, but you can't have any anor from it. Where it says, "Shem achayli mace." You did it for both the living and the dead. But I'm not saying I may give it to them, I may give it to somebody else, alive or dead. Matzah then would be better. Then you'd be allowed to use it. As well, clear shabbat mitzvah of a mace. Person who was clear shouted for the dead of a mate, so there is that it would be the same malacha. You have something that you want the mishtatef in. So if you're taking the whole responsibility and you're going to pay for everything, that's one thing. But if not, then you can't do it. Then the Moshe said, no, let him do it himself. That's what the decision is. So the Gemara in this case is called Kibbaz Ben the Knesset. All that look of the Knesset, the Knesset, spot to the Kadib is the Knesset. A bench and a Katlira is like a shul. You know, these things have a din of a shul. They're large kalim. They're greater than small kalim, the big kalim. They don't leave. They are part of it. So the curtain on the ark is also an ark. What does that mean? Someone said that we want to make sure that the things that don't get lost in the shuffle. So he's telling you that things that call a cafe, things that are in the back, to be able to go get it. But the Mar says, but what about the thing itself? Marcel would take itself. That would be able to be in the Shrashel. That would be able to work on getting the printing back. Marcel says, wait. Rabbi, I've got to go to the Akilah. Rabbi would go place a cloak under his ark. What would be the purpose for that? He would do that to go ahead and hang a cloak to be able to show that the Tashmish does. This is completely fine. The Tashmish of Tashmish. He did it that way. But now it's in. It's with Mahadrin. It's completely fine. So the Gemara says, what do you do in such a case? Let's see. Gemara says, Reid Shmuel, Bitmal Lachtin, Bima, and the boards, Ein Bem Shabisha Kedusha. Not Bishim Kedusha Sahara. Beyesh Ramak Kedusha Sahara, Samak Kedusha Sahara, Ilum Bishim Kedusha Sahara. If it's done, Beyesh Kedusha Sahara, Yesh Ramak Kedusha Sahara, still have Kedusha Sahara. So the Gemara says, therefore, would not be together, that all of them together would be Zoka to have a Kedusha Sahara, the Aron, but together you could divide it up, and the rest of them be included. Okay, so the Gemara, let's see another nice. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yemi Azel, he saw the placing in Magos The Gemara says he saw them planting a makosha where? Inside the into the mikdash. Planting it like a type of jewelry into the makom mikdash. So the question, why did he do that for? What was the purpose of that? So Gemara says, he didn't know what he was doing. Gemara says, what did he do? What was he going? What was he doing? So Malay, I was thinking, Malay, what he was saying, Ani omelecha, he was saying that I know that if they made it Tanai the Katila the Aron for this purpose, if you don't have a liberty, if you don't go ahead and make it a different thing, he would make it a different form. He'd make it in the shape of a migdol and use it as a light. We must stipulate Alisha Fry, I'm gonna put things on top of Svarim, I have a mind at the bottom, I'm gonna put them in the Kalim. So he went ahead, but we Yadayim. He didn't just do it, but he made a stipulation the Katila to use it for other purposes, and he made it in such a way that it's shaped to use for other purposes. Sugmar says that's what he did. That was why he'd be allowed to do that. Because it was made the Katila, Asuyakak. It was made with that original thing. It didn't change its form, didn't change its thing was made with that way, the Katila. And that's why he was able to go ahead and change it and be able to make up. So I'm going to go something. You like go ahead, you buy wrappings for mantle, and go buy svarim. I think conclusion, even if it's the wrappings of Tomek Mushroom, look at me a lot by name ksuvim, that's a higher level, but still not the actual thing itself. You can even go buy ksuvim. You could buy the Nevi'im ksuvim. You could do that as well. So you see that this is all included in part of the process of the Kedusha, of what we're telling you. So the Gemara says, wait, so look at the Gemara tell because you can't do it. It can't even kumashim. It's really good, but I can't take. You cannot go buy wrappings from Sfarim. You don't even assume you can't buy. You can't go and buy too much wrappings of Torah kumashim. It's not good. Not going to be valuable for you. Not going to use it. So the Gemara says, wait. Otherwise, you're coming to become a Torah. You got to wrap the Torah. They're wrapping with other scrolls. Kosh matabakum. You got to go wrap kumash with wrapping with other kumashim. Neviim nachos neviim. Torah shiurim kudam and ribekos neviim ksuvim. I'm going to be a ksuvim talks to Torah kumashim. But you can't do the other way around. You can't go wrap ksuvim with bakos from Torah, from the Torah itself, because then you're being married by Malkum. You're not going up. You got to go ahead and put a Torah on top of another Torah. Once I got a kumashim. Torah kumashim, I got to be a ksuvim. And put on top of the ksuvim ksuvim. I'm going to be a ksuvim my day, Torah kumashim. But even though the kumashim, Torah kumashim is more kashim than a ksuvim, we don't do that. We don't keep it the same form that's there. That's the form that we have. Gemara said, right, Mishayahu, said Torah kumashim, Arak Tanayim. Gemara said that we come out as Torah and the kumashim, Arak Tanayim. Gemara says, 10 of this price would be, Gemara says, we'd be able to go ahead and deal with this. Just came back now, and he's willing to deal with all the cases that come from people throwing money at him. That's the case we're talking about. That's the case we would find halacha to be that you should do. Now let's continue to the Gemara. We go right to Nevi'im Ksuvim Ka'akas as one. Become Aimim and Kosin to Nevi'im Ksuvim. We don't have one. And the Makosin, Nevi'im Ksuvim Ka'akas. We write all of them to put these together, all the Nevi'im Ksuvim together as one. What does it mean? It's very ambiguous. What does it mean? What does the Bryson mean? They have separate farm. What do you mean, rights together? He said that Torah and Kumashim Kedusha. Torah and Kumashim is one din Kedusha. Therefore, I'm allowed to do this because it's all one din Kedusha. You know, it's in Torah and Kumashim. You see, you don't make Kumashim. I'll call you Kumashim. You make Kumashim to Torah. I'm going to use the Hadam of Torah. Shekasha, like, Kumashim, Shekosh, Kumashim, the Kedusha. He, the other, Kumashim, retained its Kedusha. And with Kedusha, therefore, he made it to a separate entity. He retains Kedusha. Gemara said, this is the end of the piece where we have a Bryce and this gives Rabbi the Seder as to what he's supposed to do in the summary. He doesn't get it, doesn't understand. With Mashim of Yossi's statement, Torah Shasuk and Mashim Kedusha Asi has been in Kedushim since he couldn't make it. If he could do it, then it would be in economy, would retain its original Kedusha.